Sunday night, or we base Talmud for Halacha and Kedushalovas. So we're talking about Atoy Vameitiv. We talked about wine. You also find in Shulchan Aruch for rain, which pretty much fell into disuse. Making Atoy Vameitiv on rain, you would have to own a field, Beshutfis with someone else to make Atoy Vameitiv. And there's a lot of, the circumstances and the requirements are not clear, and it's pretty much fell into disuse, making a toiva meitiv on rain. On Shemua Tova, if it's Lolva Acherim, on the birth of a son, the wife and the husband have to make a toiva meitiv. If you get a Yerusha, you make a Toiva Meitiv if you're sharing it with other Yerusha. Again, a lot of these circumstances fell into disuse because people are not sure what to make it and if it's required, and maybe there's going to be a fight about the Yerusha. We don't answer such questions publicly. If you buy a house, this is, I think, more common, that you move into a house. It doesn't have to be a new house, but you move into a house, so that it's new for you. So that's for Lo, the Ishto, and the Bnei Beso, they're considered Shutfim, even if they don't technically own it. But if they have free use of the house, so that's called a Toiva for Shutfis, or a major purchase, like a car, or even a major purchase like a washing machine or something that's major. So I think people do make Muhatova Meitiv on that when you use it the first time. And so these are the circumstances that the place can talk about. Okay, we'll maybe go through them, maybe some points on each one as we go through the week. Now we're learning Sharak Kniya. And we're up to Perek Hamishi. Perek Hamishi is how to acquire Kaniya. So, in Chavilah's typical style, the way to be kind of Kaniya is, he says, interesting. What makes it easier to be Nichna? Keep seven things in mind. Now, sometimes he gives a list, and it's a process of going from step, like a ladder, from step one to step two. Like in Bitachon, he does that. Here, he talks about seven things that you should always keep in mind. And this will make Kaniya easier to acquire, and these are the ways of acquiring Kaniya. Acquiring it and making it easier to acquire. Echad Mayhem, number one. A person should think about his physical weakness. Shorish Avi Yosef Aschaloso, Min Alavonim V'Hadom, how he was created, from nothing, Achre Hisapshom, Uva Oshrecham, and then, like a seed, disintegrates, and then something grows. V'Achre Kachunizon Midam Hatuma, Kodime Yomda B'Vetin Imo, Achar kach yitzei, and he's very weak. V'ucholish v'dal, a human child, right? It takes a very long time to develop and to become certainly self-sufficient. But even he's totally helpless when he's born. B'gufo v'ivorov, v'achar kach yalem and amadrega azos al hasmuchala. He grow, asher gil erov shnosov, and then before you know it, you're old, and he's. You regress back to the old days of being a baby again. Because a person is like physically very weak. He's helpless for the first, let's say, decade and half of his life, for sure. And then, okay, there's a period, and his origins aren't the greatest thing to be proud of. And then before you know it, you becoming a zaken. And before you know it, it's over. And then you get weaker and you go back to the previous state. and he told me, "Mimishalu b'maver hashesed v'adom pamayim hechizgov yigbalibu." How could a person be a gvalevov? This is like me'ayin bosa, me'itikus rucha. It's really echoing the Mishnah in Perkei Avos. Ki amachshava azeh v'domalo. I'll answer your questions afterwards. If you really think about these things, you will be nichla. You will realize helplessness, weakness, mirim of the toleya, and you're being held up like a puppet on a string by grace of the Eibishter.
For Omar Odom Yulud Isha, for Omar Vanochi Solas Lo Ish, for Omar Avki Enoshrimo Venodom Toleya.
So again, that's one of seven things that you keep in mind to acquire this Midah of Kriya. Okay, we'll stop here.